Hello and welcome back to Lewy Body and Mindful Caregiving. I'm Crystal Jakowski, your host, and I'm glad that you're here. Today is the fourth in this four-part series from the book of Don Miguel Ruiz's Four Agreements, and I'm excited to share this one with you. Before I share, though, we always talk about self-care and what self-care have I done? Delicious food. Ugh, delicious food. I am more of a foodie than I have ever been. I used to be a meat and potatoes kind of gal, and I don't know, about 14 years ago, expanded my horizons. I'm in love with Asian food, Thai food, Indian food. I sushi, I'm all over it, and I love it. I love it. So, my husband and I cooked a whole bunch of good, delicious, yummy, healthy food that we could then eat throughout the week. And that was just wonderful to be chopping with him, and he was doing all the heat, and we were just chatting about our day and our lives and how happy and blessed and lucky we are. So great food, fabulous self-care. This episode, the fourth in the four agreements is always do your best. This is so, it's like short, sweet, and simple. It is so easy and yet so hard. Always do your best. When you are caring for a loved one, it can be unbelievably frustrating. It can be draining. It can be upsetting, overwhelming. It can be so many things. It can also be uplifting and joyful and helpful and happy. You can find weird things to laugh about and do weird things. You can create new memories. Right now, I take my mom out for a steak once a month, and I also take her out for a pedicure once a month. And while we're there, we always laugh and joke about whatever comes up for the day. And I do other things daily and weekly, but these are like other big things that she gets to do, and she really enjoys a steak. I'm a vegetarian. We go to Texas Roadhouse, and she gets 6 ounce sirloin every single time with the sweet potato fully loaded. I do my best. Sometimes it's frustrating. Sometimes I am struggling to find an evening that I can take her out for steak, because I have other things going. Sometimes the last thing I want to do is take her and myself to get a pedicure, even though I know that I will enjoy it and I'll like looking down at my toes and seeing that it's something fun. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's something that I'm really excited about carving out time to do. When you think about always do your best, the first thought that comes to mind is that my performance has to be up here all the time. And if it's not up here, then there's a problem. But that's not true. The fact of the matter is, when you look at always do your best, when you dive a little bit deeper into this particular part of the four agreements, it is recognizing that your best will vary. On one day, your best might be 100%, and you are firing on all cylinders, and you are really able to function and deal with life in beautiful ways. The next day, you might be functioning at 40% because you're not feeling well, you have a headache, you're too tired, maybe you pushed too hard the day before. The thing is that if you're at 40% and you still gave 40%, you still did your best. There's this saying when I was in high school, all you can do is all you can do, but all you can do is enough. Whatever you can do is enough. You don't have to go above and beyond all the time, because that's just going to take you down and exhaust you and leave you in the depths, like trying to claw your way out of the pit that you just went into. If you can acknowledge that your best fluctuates and that one day will vary from the next day, you're going to give yourself a huge gift. You're going to give yourself permission to slow down when you need to slow down, to take a break when you need to take a break, to be active and achieving and progressing on so many things when you feel great and able to do that. Always do your best. You may end up yelling at your loved one because you are so frustrated and you are so tired, and that's just what happens. That's okay. Were you doing your best? Were you still trying to be patient and understanding? Were you still making an effort to not make assumptions, to not take whatever it was personally, and yet it still got to you? That's okay. It's absolutely okay. I don't know anybody that hasn't gotten frustrated and yelled at someone. It's all right. Do your best. Always do your best. It's a beautiful way to give yourself more compassion, to get rid of the self-judgment, to get rid of the abuse, to get rid of the regret. Instead of saying, oh, I should have done better, it's, did I do my best? Sure, shooting, I did. And because I did my best, I can look at that and I can say, it's okay. It's all right. I've said from the beginning that one of my things with this experience with my mom is I want to be able to look back without regrets. And so many people have told me, Crystal, that's just crazy. You are going to have regrets. Everybody has regrets. I recognize that. I know that. And I know that there are going to be instances and moments where I'm like, oh, I could have handled that better. But the reality is, I don't want to regret my actions towards her. I don't want to regret putting my own life on hold. I want to make sure that I am giving myself self-care because I know that that is going to feed into her quality of life. If I'm taking care of me, I'm better taking care of her. I don't want to regret my mom the other day. She said to me, Crystal, I understand if you need to put me in a home. And she was super emotional and she was fighting back tears while she said this to me. And I was shocked because my mom has said time and time again, I don't want to go to a home. I don't want to go to a home. Do not send me to a home. I want to die at my home. I want to be where I'm loved. Due to her dementia directives that we have talked about, by the time that she would need to go into a home is the time that we are letting her go. She's already on palliative care, understanding that we're not treating all of the additional stuff. She might last for a year, 3 years, 5 years, we don't know, but the expectation is that by the time that she needs more frequent nursing care, up to 24-hour nursing care, she will be passing on and leaving this world. I want to make sure that I do my best to honor her. Now, my best may be that eventually I just can't, and I need to look for a good memory care facility that can help her out, that can take care of her better than I can due to my abilities, my energy level, my just me. But I want to be able to look back and say I did my best. And I know right now, if she was to pass tomorrow, I could say that without a doubt, I have done my best. I may have gotten frustrated with her. I've done better at not taking things personally. I've done better at this. I've done better at that. I made sure that she had a better quality of life because I was involved in her care than she would have had we left her to her own devices. I know that for a fact. So I have done my best. And there have been times that I have cried and been so upset and so distraught and struggled. And there are times that I have been able to breathe and say, whew, this is great. Mom's doing really, really well, and I'm so grateful for that. It is a roller coaster. It is an up and down. There will be times when you're at the top of that hill and you just feel like, oh my gosh, this is great. Whee! And you ride down. And then there will be times that you feel like you are trudging to the top of it. No matter where you are in that roller coaster, do your best for yourself and for your loved one. I think that's everything I want to share today. So until next time, take care.